church, where you are asking, let my life be set, valued high in your eyes, O Lord. Know that as you come to the place of surrender, hungering for his strength to be upon you, the place of letting down all of the safeguards, all before the Lord God. As you trust in him wholly, the place where you are able to say, Lord, have your way. Lord God, let my life be less of my will and more of yours. Not my will, but thine be done. His strength will be yours. Hallelujah. Church, I trust that today you are looking to God in this hour to receive more of him, his strength, in the midst of the daily life, the struggles of life. Know that God, he knows your every struggle. His promises are yours today. As you turn to him, he will provide his strength to see you through all of your days ahead in drawing upon our monthly All Things New in Christ. To a close, I have titled our teaching today, I declare, my God is my strength. Amen. As we gather today, church, I believe we have much to give God praise for. For he is our refuge. He is the one that we run to in times of both joy and in the challenges of the times. Knowing that he is on our side. Oftentimes, church, just when we think that we are alone, how many of you can agree we can look around and we can see the mighty goodness of God? His amazing grace. From morning to night, when we stop and think of it, the blessings of God, they are yours. When the Word of God says, from 1 John 4, Jesus Christ was sent as Savior to the world for you and I. When the Word of God says, Christ died for our sin, when we were yet dead in sin, oh, praise the name, by our faith in Christ, we have reason to praise his holy name. You have reason to give God glory today. For God promises you, just as he spoke to the house of Israel, speaking of his restoration power for Jerusalem, Thus saith the Lord, ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Church, that which we may see as defeat, that which we may often see as an impossible task, were a great challenge. Know today, with God, the Word of God declares unto you, with God, all things are possible. Please turn with me in Scripture today. Come along with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. To the church of Corinth, and to you and I today, the apostle, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, he writes, chapter 1 and verse 3, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the comfort, the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. I want to read that scripture back to you. Verse 4. In the ESV translation, it reads as such, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. And then as a word of praise for the promises of God, I join our text today with the praises of David out of Psalm 145. I will extol thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day I will bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. May God give us understanding of his word today. I ask, as the children of God, as you look back upon your life, as you look back upon yesterday, last week, last year, over the past years, as you take an assessment, can you acknowledge with your whole heart, do you acknowledge the power of God manifested in your life day after day? Do you recognize his continual speaking, his drawing you close to himself, his restoration time and time again? Here today, as we look to the Word of God, the Lord gives to us, he gives to us the encouragement of the Apostle Paul's testimony to the church of Corinth and to all the saints of God. you and I today. I want to show you that here today, his exhortation unto the church gives to us 2 points. One, the purpose of giving forth our testimony of his power. In order that we may comfort others in the very same manner as we have been comforted. And two, he gives to us reason for the praise for the hand of God upon our life. Because of the steadfastness of God's mercy and grace, his comfort, however it is by the Song of David, that we see a reinforcement of why we have a testimony, which is the third point that I desire to give to you today. Psalm 145. In laying the foundation for the purpose of your testimony, let us look at a few lines of the Song of David. Psalm 145 here is known as a song of praise. Oh, glory. I don't know about you, but it is my intention to come into the house of God each time that I arrive, whether it be for prayer, whether it be for a Bible study, whether it be for a worship service. It is my intention to come with a song of praise upon my heart. Just knowing that I am coming to worship God. I believe it ought to be our desire to offer a cry of praise to the Almighty, giving thanks, acknowledging his power in and about and upon our lives, in our households, in our community. It is here with the words of David we learn of who God is, his power upon us. He has done what he has done to us, for us, and his character poured out to you. Reading from the ESV of who God is. Verse 1, I will extol you, my God, the King. I will bless or praise your name forever. Every day, I can hear him saying it now, I will make it a point. Every day, I will bless you and praise your name forever. Verse 3, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable, meaning giving to each of us his greatness no one can truly fathom. David sings before the Lord, church, O God, Elohim, meaning my divine one, my King, the Lord of my life, my ruler, the one who commands my day. You see the greatness of God? He is saying, I will praise you for who you are. I will praise your name forever. for you are great. Great in magnitude and in intensity. You are the great I am. You are my King of kings, and then of what God has already done. He goes on to declare, drop your eyes to verse 5, on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works, I will meditate. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. Upon each of our lips today, in the example of David, ought to be a song of praise of the majesty, the glorious splendor of the Lord Jesus, of the honor due unto him, of his glory as our mediator, of his wondrous works. Our voices are able to speak of his dying for our sin, of his rising on the third day, of his ascending to the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I today. Oh, glory. As we have received from our teaching last Sunday, we are able to give him praise, for he is our ever forgiving and providing God. Church, as we give glory to God, can you say today, as David gave forth in praise, your greatness, O Lord, is unsearchable. Blessed be his holy name. Then we see of the character of God. David sings before the Lord, verses 8 to 10. If you can come along with me. Verse 8. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, verse 9, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord. And your saints shall bless thee. Church, my question to you today is this. Can you see the character of the one that you serve? Oh, Lord God, he is full of grace, that which brings you joy. He is full of compassion. He is slow to anger and of great mercy. How many of you here today can testify that God has poured out his grace upon you? A bountiful goodness, kindness, and faithfulness. His steadfast love, the word of God gives to us, it never ends. Oh, praise his holy name. You can hear the words of the psalm of old. Grace and mercy. It was sang, made quite popular by the Mississippi Mass Choir. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment, the lyrics go, because of you. I want to thank you. And I want to praise you too. Your grace and mercy has brought me through. You have reason, church. If for nothing else, but for God's grace, for his mercy, picking you up, setting your feet on a rock to stay. Oh, glory. For his redeeming and keeping power, you've got reason for a testimony. A testimony of praise for the strength of God today. With all the saints of God, we have reason to bless his holy name. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Our Jehovah God is great. He is faithful and dependable. He is the one in whom we can trust and rely upon. Today, as we realize who he is, by the declaration of his word, as we receive the word of God as our own, as we look at what all he has done, as we meditate on his goodness, as we look to the faithfulness of his character, I ask you today, are you placing your full faith and trust in him? And I ask, do we understand our responsibility in response to the mighty faithfulness of God? In our scripture, reference to 2 Corinthians, we find the Apostle Paul writing. He is writing of his personal testimony to the church of Corinth. He's giving thanks before God for deliverance and his mighty blessings. You will recall, as you look into the scripture, we will recall Paul's conversion from one that was persecuting Christians. Saul changed to Paul. It was Saul, while on his way to Damascus, he was on his way to persecute those who were following Christ. It was there on the road to Damascus that the Lord Jesus appeared to him and said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Giving to us the understanding that as the people of God are persecuted, the persecution is directly to the Lord Jesus. There Paul was blinded by the light of God, and his companions led him to Damascus. There he prayed, and the Lord sent Ananias, a believer. Ananias was sent to place his hands on Paul so that he might see again and to receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Immediately, As he did so, Paul was able to see again. And after regaining sight under the power of the Holy Spirit, Paul began to preach that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God. He began to exalt. He began to extol the name of the Lord. However, as he went forth preaching and teaching of Christ Jesus, I want you to remember, his teachings were not always accepted by the critics. Remember, God had just delivered him from a walk that was not holy before the Lord God. 2 Corinthians details the hardships which Paul suffered for the sake of the gospel. He writes, "Because of the testimony that I give forth of Christ Jesus," and I paraphrase, "I've been whipped, I've been beaten, I've been stoned, 3 times I was shipwrecked." He tells of how he constantly was on the move, in danger from rivers, from bandits, his own countrymen, and from the Gentiles. He testifies, "I've been in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and I've been in danger from false brothers. I've labored, I've toiled, and I've gone without sleep. I've known hunger and thirst, and I've gone without food. I've been cold and naked." He says, "And if I boast, I will boast in that which reveals my weakness." Church, it's okay to say that we're hurting. It's okay to say that we are in need. Because as we declare before the Lord God, "Lord God, I need your strength," we are bringing glory unto the Lord. Because in him we are trusting that he will see us through, no matter the situation. I don't know about you today, but I can say that I am grateful before God. Just as Paul declared, "I trust our Almighty God, who is blessed, that I will be able to praise him forevermore." Each one of us, church, as we go through our everyday, our journey of life, each one of us will have those areas of need that we must place our full trust in the Lord God for. Each one of us will also be unique in our weakness. But we can come together collectively and praise God today. For as we believe upon Christ Jesus, you are able to declare, "My God is my strength." You see, church, what all the children of God have in common is the promise of the Lord God. "Thus saith the Lord, you shall be my people, and I will be your God." "My people," saith the Lord, "shall be satisfied with my goodness." His majesty, his power to forgive, His strength to provide, His wondrous works, the steadfastness of the Lord, His miraculous touch, His healing power, His character, His promises are yours today to give testimony of. Now, some of you may be able to write a little like Paul. When you make a stand for Christ Jesus, when you make the step of faith that you will trust in Him, ever how slight or great it is, the enemy of your soul, Satan, will immediately challenge you in your walk with the Lord. As you walk with the Lord, even in times when we are not being buffeted or challenged by others, there will be those times that you will be able to say, for one reason or another, there will be those times that you will find yourself sitting at the table of life. You may have all the physical nourishment, all of that which you need in the temporal, fully available to you. Yet, you are hungry and thirsty. Hungry and thirsty for that which only the Lord God can satisfy. Oh, blessed be His name. 2 Corinthians 1. You see, today, Paul opens his testimony. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. Paul declares to the church of Corinth and to you and I today the character of your Lord God. Blessed be God, Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. Paul knew what it was like to declare a testimony of faith. He knew that God would pour out upon him an everlasting, never exhausting heart of compassion. His God, your God, our God, he describes as the God of all comfort. Paul knew, as it is written in 1 Peter, that he could cast upon the Lord. He could cast all of his cares, all of his trials, all of his needs unto God. For the word of God declares, for he careth for you. What glory. Paul goes on in verse 4, giving to you the purpose for your exalting and for your responsibility to God's faithfulness. God who comforteth us in our every tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted. That we may be able to comfort them that are in any trouble. The apostle here gives the reason for his thankfulness before God. And at the same time, he is confirming the character of God as the God of all comfort. Church, as you place your faith in God for your salvation, for your daily provisions, for your healing and deliverance, for your eternal life, the Lord God, He is at your side. He is your comfort. He is the one that calls you near Him. He is the one that picks you up and holds you close. Amen. He shows forth His bountiful mercy, giving you reason then and the ability to comfort others who are in any trouble. The Apostle Paul gives to us here in this passage that as we place our faith in Christ Jesus, as we see God as the Father of mercy, the God of all comfort, come what may in this world, God will never leave you nor forsake you. He is always with you. And as we keep our faith in Him, as you give the love of God to others, you shall be a source of strength for those that God places within your path. I close with this today. I see a close correlation, a tie between understanding the hand of God, exalting God for who He is. I see a tie of your praise, the tie of the declaration, my God is my strength, to your responsibility to be blessing and providing help to others. Your praise, your exaltation is the comfort. It is the testimony that draws others to the comfort of God. As you declare today, my God is my strength. From the song of old, He is my grace and mercy. Let your praise be today. Thank you for saving a sinner like me. To tell the world that salvation is free. I'm living this moment. I'm living this moment because of you, oh God. I want to thank you. I want to praise you too. Your grace and your mercy have brought me through. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Your grace and your mercy has brought us through. Let your voice of praise today rise to another. Let us take comfort in the declaration of the Word of God, knowing that as we place our full trust in Him, He is there for us. To God be the glory. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord.